You are going to listen to four young people talking about friendship. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements, A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1. Angus.
Chris, that's my best friend, and I. We've actually only known each other since last year when we met during our university work placement. We were in the same company, but anyone would think we've known each other our whole lives. In no time at all, we discovered that we're really similar. We both love sci-fi, and we're both into hip-hop music and cars in a big way. And his dad's an electronic engineer too. Chris is a really chilled, cheerful kind of guy, and he doesn't get too anxious about stuff. He's been having a few issues with his girlfriend recently, though, and huge arguments, apparently. He's discussed it with me, so I guess that kind of shows he trusts me and values my opinion. He asked me to keep it to myself, though, and of course, I agreed. I know how to keep a promise, and I'd never repeat what he tells me to anyone. I hope they sort it out soon, though, because he's been seeing her every weekend recently, and I miss hanging out with him.
Speaker 2, Eva.
Irina, my bestie, and me were born in the same hospital. After that, our mums used to meet up with each other in the local park where we'd play together. That was 19 years ago. We attended the same schools and have been best friends, so, ever since. After school, we went our separate ways. Irina headed off to study law in Warsaw, and I stayed in Krakow to do medicine. But we've maintained a strong relationship. And you know what's incredible? We haven't ever disagreed about anything. We came close to it once when we had different ideas about which books to use for a school project. But ultimately, we decided we valued our friendship too much to fall out over something so trivial anyway. I love it when we catch up with each other because we always have loads to chat about. Irina's an open book, so comfortable talking about her emotions, and she regularly tells me how grateful she is for our friendship and what a great friend I am.
Speaker 3, Lorenzo.
My best mate Pablo lived next door to me in Avila for years. He's the nicest guy ever, and I'd do absolutely anything for him. Nothing be too much trouble. I said live because a few years back, he moved to the States when his mom took a new job in California. We try to catch up with each other through texting whenever we can, but the time difference makes it really tricky to have a long chat that way. The other day, he told me that he's flying to Madrid for a family gathering. And as it happens, I'll be there too. I'm so looking forward to seeing him in real life. Nothing beats that. Pablo's always been super supportive and he's never let me down. Once, when I was about to have a massive argument with my brother, he managed to calm me down and talk me out of it before I said something I'd regret. Pablo always says, take a deep breath and count to 10. In return, I stand by him. When he was feeling really down because he thought he didn't fit in with the students in California, I told him to leave it to time and everything would improve. And it did.
Speaker 4. Sarah.
My best mate Sam's hilarious, but he's so clumsy and often ends up making a complete fool of himself, like the other day when he tripped over a chair in the canteen. He gets upset when people laugh at him, though, and that really knocks his self-esteem. I get so annoyed when people do that because they never take the other person's feelings into account or realise the damage they're doing. Anyway, to boost his confidence, I tell him all the time what an amazing smart guy he is, and that he needs to surround himself with people who make him feel positive about himself, not the opposite. We hang out together after school most days at his place or mine. We love a good gossip about our classmates and teachers, even though I know we shouldn't. Sam's a really reliable and loyal guy, and I'm proud to call him my best friend. I know I can tell him stuff that I'd never tell someone who's just an acquaintance, and he'll never tell anyone else.
Speaker 1. Angus.
Chris, that's my best friend, and I. We've actually only known each other since last year when we met during our university work placement. We were in the same company, but anyone would think we've known each other our whole lives. In no time at all, we discovered that we're really similar. We both love sci-fi, and we're both into hip-hop music and cars in a big way. And his dad's an electronic engineer too. Chris is a really chilled, cheerful kind of guy, and he doesn't get too anxious about stuff. He's been having a few issues with his girlfriend recently, though, and huge arguments, apparently. He's discussed it with me, so I guess that kind of shows he trusts me and values my opinion. He asked me to keep it to myself, though, and of course, I agreed. I know how to keep a promise, and I'd never repeat what he tells me to anyone. I hope they sort it out soon, though, because he's been seeing her every weekend recently, and I miss hanging out with him.
Speaker 2. Eva.
Irina, my bestie, and me were born in the same hospital. After that, our mums used to meet up with each other in the local park where we'd play together. That was 19 years ago. We attended the same schools and have been best friends, so, ever since. After school, we went our separate ways. Irina headed off to study law in Warsaw, and I stayed in Krakow to do medicine. But we've maintained a strong relationship. And you know what's incredible? We haven't ever disagreed about anything. We came close to it once when we had different ideas about which books to use for a school project. But ultimately, we decided we valued our friendship too much to fall out over something so trivial anyway. I love it when we catch up with each other because we always have loads to chat about. Irina's an open book, so comfortable talking about her emotions, and she regularly tells me how grateful she is for our friendship, and what a great friend I am.
Speaker 3. Lorenzo.
My best mate Pablo lived next door to me in Avila for years. He's the nicest guy ever, and I'd do absolutely anything for him. Nothing be too much trouble. I said lived because a few years back, he moved to the States when his mom took a new job in California. We try to catch up with each other through texting whenever we can, but the time difference makes it really tricky to have a long chat that way. The other day, he told me that he's flying to Madrid for a family gathering. And as it happens, I'll be there too. I'm so looking forward to seeing him in real life. Nothing beats that. Pablo's always been super supportive, and he's never let me down. Once, when I was about to have a massive argument with my brother, he managed to calm me down and talk me out of it before I said something I'd regret. Pablo always says, "Take a deep breath and count to 10." In return, I stand by him. When he was feeling really down because he thought he didn't fit in with the students in California, I told him to leave it to time and everything would improve. And it did.
Speaker 4. Sarah.
My best mate Sam's hilarious, but he's so clumsy and often ends up making a complete fool of himself. Like the other day when he tripped over a chair in the canteen. He gets upset when people laugh at him, though, and that really knocks his self-esteem. I get so annoyed when people do that because they never take the other person's feelings into account or realise the damage they're doing. Anyway, to boost his confidence, I tell him all the time what an amazing smart guy he is, and that he needs to surround himself with people who make him feel positive about himself, not the opposite. We hang out together after school most days at his place or mine. We love a good gossip about our classmates and teachers, even though I know we shouldn't. Sam's a really reliable and loyal guy, and I'm proud to call him my best friend. I know I can tell him stuff that I'd never tell someone who's just an acquaintance, and he'll never tell anyone else.